Classic hits here on 1026 for MK. You know, every day I walk into this radio studio and I throw caution to the wind. Don't ask me why, because there's no wind in the radio studio. G'day to a very good friend of mine. Gee, we've known each other, gee, be close to nearly 20 years now. It's good old Jade Hurley. Hello, mate. How are you? That makes us both sound old, doesn't it?
Leave the old out of it.
Mate, you're in Sydney at the moment, but about to embark on a tour over to Vietnam.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, looking to get over there. Been over there before, but this is a little bit of a different journey. So away we go, Baz. And as soon as we come back, straight back into the motorhome, on the road, touring and down into Victoria and all of that sort of thing. So, but a long time since we have been up north, North Queensland. So we're certainly looking forward to that sometime in the near distant future, I would think.
In
perhaps
the near
next year.
Okay, mate, I'm sure, look, that you'll sell out everywhere that you go. Now, you said to me yesterday that you're actually in the recording studios. Now, you're recording some new songs again.
Oh, yeah, and that never stops, and because after the success of the Naked album and the song I Don't Look Good Naked Anymore.
Which I'm going to play very shortly.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what, the film clip, my God.
For those folk who are lucky enough to have a computer, go to YouTube on computer, put in Jade Hurley, I Don't Look Good Naked Anymore, yeah. And either be prepared to be horrified,
yes,
or have a nice little giggle. But it's all based around the success of the Naked album. It's already gone gold, Baz, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
and you know, but Christine and I, when we went to America over Christmas last year,
yes,
last Christmas, and we went into Memphis into Sun Studio, which is the birthplace of rock and roll, and
right.
We were lucky to be there for Elvis's 81st birthday as well. So we
went
to Graceland and did all of that. So that was wonderful. But I took a film crew into Sun Studio. Now this is where Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash wanted in there. The next thing, it's history. Elvis Presley walks in there.
Wow.
The next thing, history. And Jerry Lee Lewis walks in there. And the next thing, we have history.
Yeah.
All out of this one little studio in Memphis, Tennessee. And so I took a film crew in there and, shot the hell out of it and did interviews and everything like that. And so we're editing the video right now. But
right.
Instead of, when we talk about Elvis Presley, instead of it, we're doing a little bit of a take out of left field. When we talk about Elvis,
right,
I'll come on the video singing an Elvis song. When we talk about Carl Perkins, I'll come on singing a Carl Perkins. A lot of people don't realise that. They say, Carl Perkins, who was he?
Yes.
Well, he wrote and recorded originally. Well, that's the one for the money.
That's right.
For the show. It's really getting ready now. Go, Cat, go. That was Carl Perkins.
Blue suede shoes.
Blue suede shoes. And, and of course, Jerry Lee Lewis walked in there. And into Sun Studio, but he didn't walk in there as a piano player, Baz.
Oh, didn't he?
Walked in there as a percussionist.
There you go.
And once again, the rest is history. He sat down there and he started playing. Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on, and Great Balls of Fire, and all those great country songs. And so I was lucky enough to sit down at the same piano. And record to the camera, a whole lot of shaking going on, and
wow,
the Great Balls of Fire, and all of that sort of thing. So that's the project for that's next on the Jade Hurley agenda, if I can put it that way.
Mate, when can we expect that to be sort of out and about?
Oh, see, the way it's going, it's a big project, Baz, and it's something that I hadn't contemplated that it would turn into be the great project that is turning out to be, but probably leading up towards Christmas, I would suggest at this stage now.
Yeah, mate. Look, I know many people that I've spoken to that have been to your shows before. Love the storytelling that you also tell when you actually perform and do your show. And one story that I always remember is when you met Buddy Holly.
Oh yeah, extraordinary. Look, I've been blessed. I've been blessed, Baz, because in the world of show business, it's a funny thing. A lot of people lay claim to a lot of things. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I was mates with this person and that person. Well, I can lay claim to having met Buddy Holly, spent time with him.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash was a dear friend. I spoke to John. I spoke to John Cash probably 3 weeks before he died, and he called me. Wow. He called me at my home, and you know, those sort of things are irreplaceable. To be managed and nurtured by Johnny O'Keefe all those years ago when I was only a young fella. Mm. He taught me how to walk on stage, how to talk on stage, and how to hopefully, and I think hopefully it's worked out, how to be a nice person in life as such. You know?
Oh, most definitely, mate.
And all of that sort of thing. So, mate, I've been blessed. Absolutely.
Well, look, we wish you all the best on your tour of Vietnam. Looking forward to the next chapter of the Jade Hurley story with what you've been doing over in Memphis and so forth. Oh, and I've got one little message, mate, from Demi, who said to say hello. She knew I was having a chat to you today. And she said, make sure you say good day to Uncle Jade for me. So she remembers when she was a kid. And what was that song you used to do? And you used to get Demi up from the audience and get her to sit on your knee and it was a song for all the kids.
Yeah, I used to sing a song. I wrote a song called "Help a Child."
That's right.
All about kids with cancer.
Yeah.
And a long, long, long time ago, and the first time I ever met Debbie. And for those who don't know who we're talking about, it's your daughter.
My
of course,
daughter, Baz. Who just turned me into a grandfather. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to go there, but anyway.
Yeah.
But it was in Townsville.
Yeah, that's right.
At the Townsville RSL Club, and I saw her sitting there, and I thought, oh, gee, this is too good an opportunity. So I got her up on the stage with me, sat her on my knee, and I sang "Help a Child." Yeah. Through no fault of their own, they're not like you and me. And the tears came out and everything. Oh, it was lovely.
Yeah, it was lovely. Mate,
and now she's a mother. Wow.
Now she's a mum, yeah.
With her own child.
She remembers it so well. She said, I don't think I'll be sitting on his knee again, though.
Well, you can't do that these days, can you?
Hey, Jade, look, all the best on your tour of Vietnam, and we look forward to you coming back. Mate, keep in touch and let us know exactly how it all went down. And we look forward to you touring up towards this way, hopefully next year, right?
Good on you, Baz. Lovely to talk to you, mate.
You too, buddy. Catch you later.
Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
The one and only Jade Hurley there on 1026 4MK. And yes, Google, I don't look naked anymore, because you'll see Jade in all his glory.